Hi, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Upper Limit Podcast. My name is Jerrica Slow, and I help teach you how to make your brain work with you rather than against you so that you can optimize your mental well-being. You guys are going to absolutely love today's episode. I got to sit down with Brandy, who is the co-founder of Aversio Wellness, and Desiree, who is the naturopathic doctor for Aversio Wellness, which is a medicinal mushroom brand. And we discussed all about the amazing, powerful healing benefits of functional mushrooms. We covered how medicinal mushrooms help bring your body back to balance in order to better your mental and physical well-being, how they are a fantastic tool to help you manifest, and Brandy actually shared her experience at a Dr. Joe Dispenza retreat and how these medicinal mushrooms helped better her experience. And we also talked a bit about psilocybin, which is known as the magic mushroom, and how it's said to be the best up-and-coming medicine based on science despite what we've been taught all these years, and just the absolute power of this product grown right in nature in terms of healing and bettering your life. We get to hear the amazing story behind how Brandy and Desiree both got into functional mushrooms and how they overcame cancer and a brain injury and just all of these amazing things that these medicinal mushrooms can help you with. And we also recorded this on Earth Day, which was literally not planned at all, but I'm so honored that I got to spend Earth Day with them. But without further ado, we're just going to jump right into the episode. We hear a lot of science behind how these amazing products help with your mental and physical health, and just some really great stories. So I hope you guys enjoy, and I know you're gonna love them. So we have Brandy and Desiree here. They are from Aversio Wellness, which is a functional mushroom brand, and I am so excited for this conversation. I had connected with Brandy and Desiree a couple of months back, and I'm really excited to talk about how functional mushrooms can help improve your mental health and it's like healing power and all the fun stuff. So hello, Brandy and Desiree. I would love if you could share with my audience a little bit about yourselves and your journey into holistic health and the mushroom medicine space.
Sounds good. Thanks so much for having us, Jerrica. Really excited to be here. I'm an ND advisor with Aversio Wellness, so I have a background in naturopathic medicine. My role with the company a lot of the time is educating our community, and I work very closely with Brandy to share the research and the knowledge about functional mushrooms. I came into holistic wellness and this industry, honestly, just with a thirst and passion for wanting to know why. I was always very interested in physiology, and I knew I wanted to be in medicine. But I really decided to pursue naturopathic medicine as opposed to conventional medicine, just because of my observations with family members, falling through the cracks of the medical system, especially with chronic disease and chronic conditions. Mm. And I mean, while conventional medicine is so beneficial for so many things and we need it, I do believe that there is a lot of healing to be had with, you know, emotions and somatic healing and all of that. And, you know, personally, I went through a concussion. I was a university athlete and I was significantly impacted by that. And I thought, like, there must be something more. And how can I help others realize and, you know, improve their own health, that you can be the CEO of your health and you have the power to do that yourself. So then I reconnected with Brandy. She was my grade four teacher. And exactly 20 years ago, I was in her class.
Crazy.
She was, you know, it's so crazy. So it's a cool synchronicity, you know, for us to come full circle. We share an office. We sit 3 feet away from each other each day. And so it's honestly such an honor to be a part of the Aversio Wellness family and just sharing our knowledge and passion and education about functional mushrooms, because there's so much that they can do to help upgrade your daily life. So that's me. Yeah.
Amazing. I love that. Beautiful story. How about you, Brandy?
Yeah, I love it when we remind ourselves of that past. And it's so cool that we're recording this on Earth Day. And
yes.
Desiree would have been in grade four in my class on Earth Day. And I think I could probably remember the Earth Day art project we did that day, because the body and mind do not forget those great moments in time. So it's such a cool thing to be working together again. down the road. And I am the co-founder here at Aversio Wellness. I co-founded the company about 4 years ago with my husband, Craig, and we very much came to this space for personal reasons. We were not business people. We are not doctors or scientists, anything like that. We just were so profoundly, positively affected by functional mushrooms in our personal lives that we knew we had to be part of the space. And I had a long health journey that ended with a seizure and working with a neurologist and getting the great opportunity to see my brain on an MRI, which I highly recommend to everyone if you have the means. Such a cool thing to start to form a relationship with this beautiful computer that we all walk around with all the time that is so powerful for us. And that seizure led me to know that I wanted my brain to be optimal. I wanted to be healthier than I was in the moment. I had been diagnosed with psoriasis that became psoriatic arthritis quite young in life. And I took a pharmaceutical for a very long time to mask the symptoms of that, of that arthritis, never dealing with the root cause of the beginning of an autoimmune condition. And then I was one of those many, many people that suffered the side effects of taking a pharmaceutical for so long. So the end of the happy story is that I had a seizure, which sometimes you have to have a big health event in life, especially I think later in life. I was already into my 40s by then. And it was really what made me take a look at how I wanted to spend the rest of my life. And when the Western medical system really had no answers for me to go forward, I had to look at, A, how do I want to correct the damage that's been done in my brain? And then B, how do I want to go forward so that this autoimmune condition doesn't come back for me? So I looked at the brain first. Nothing's going to happen if my brain is not healthy. And I knew I needed neurogenesis. I knew that the neurons in my brain were not plentiful and healthy enough for me to be living the life I wanted. And when you look up neurogenesis and natural ways to promote neurogenesis, you come across lion's mane mushrooms. So I started to learn about them very early on this journey. And how nerve growth factor was so important for someone in my state. And I wanted to increase my neurogenic rate. And I could do that very holistically, not just by including mushrooms, but lifestyle changes as well, diet changes as well, starting to look at naturopathic medicine and nutrition for guidance rather than just my general practitioner who had just not been educated on these things. Yeah. Heart in the right place, but not the same amount of knowledge. So I'm very lucky to be on the flip side where now with 4 years of functional mushrooms under my belt and through my belly and into my brain, I feel the best I have felt in my whole life. And I think when you're affected positively in that way, and my husband alongside was an Ironman triathlete, also using functional mushrooms for energy and stamina and endurance, for sure, the psychedelic renaissance was hitting Canada, the world, 4 years ago when we started this journey. So all of the research around psilocybin producing mushrooms and the way that we hope very soon those will be used as tools for mental health on our planet was just too exciting for us not to say, we want to be part of telling this story to help other people know there is another way if you're ready to affect your physical and your mental health in a very natural way that is likely what our ancestors did. And can we turn things around? So that was the beginning of the company. The word Aversio is not English, it's Latin, and it's Latin for change. So our mission at Aversio is to change lives through fungi. And it's cool to be sitting here with Desiree 4 years down the road to say, I think we're doing it. When you go and read the reviews on the product pages on our website, sometimes we just sit in a meeting and cry tears of joy. It's so beautiful to read that people have given a reishi mushroom a chance to help them with the simplest things that have changed their lives. So yes, it's a cool place to be sitting here now. And as we spoke about just before we were recording, to be connected, because we believe mushrooms are symbols of interconnectedness, connected to people like you, who I think I would never have come across someone as brilliant as the message you're sharing and the tools you're sharing for the generation that's behind me. I have teenagers at home that I think they're going to tune into you. They're not going to listen to a 47-year-old lady, but you're making everything that we believe in so accessible. And I love that it's mushrooms that connected us.
Yes, thank you. Of course. Now, my mother growing up had a pharmaceutical injury as well. And that's what sparked holistic health in my household. And I personally grew up with such a deep understanding of how our bodies are so self-healing and that nature's natural elements can heal us. So I'm curious, from a neurological or physiological standpoint, how do functional mushrooms affect our body and work to fight off and heal things like diseases such as cancer or injuries such as concussions, which is what Desiree had went through?
Yeah, I think the main thing, what it comes down to with functional mushrooms, is that they are modulators. And so sometimes for people, when they hear that functional mushrooms are modulators, they kind of don't, they're unable to grasp it fully, because we're so used to the pharmaceutical industry where it's you take X, you experience Y. Right? It's exactly. And so, you know, people will take it, for example, for supporting their hormones. And they're thinking, okay, well, I don't necessarily want this hormone to go up. I want it to go down. And that's where it's like, no, that is actually the mushroom intelligence, as we like to say, where functional mushrooms are helping to restore your body physiologically, back into balance, into homeostasis. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the times with functional mushrooms, the hidden gem of them is that many of them are adaptogens, and they can help our body to physiologically deal with stress, right? Mm-hmm. There are particular functional mushrooms that have certain health benefits. Like, for example, turkey tail has been studied extensively in Asia for, you know, chronic disease and things like cancer, as, you know, a conjunctive therapy in conjunction with chemotherapy or radiation, lion's mane for the brain, etc. But when it comes down to it, majority of the time, and this is something Brandy and I talk about a lot, is that functional mushrooms help you come back to yourself, because there are so many things within our environment and in society that we are conditioned to believe that will help us, but it's actually taking us away from our body. It's actually disconnecting us further. And so I would say that the number one thing is that they're helping bring our bodies back to ourselves, helping us be more connected with ourselves, and as well helping that physiological stress pathway. Because at the end of the day, if we can't manage stress, that's where other conditions maybe will go down that rabbit hole. And that's where things are worse. We don't feel our best. And that's where other things can happen.
Absolutely. And stress is actually like one of the top leading causes of disease. So if we can learn to actually like manage our stress and find other holistic ways to relieve that stress and, like you said, kind of bring us back to balance and homeostasis, I think that that is just like a call for better future health too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'll add to that, the word adaptogen was unfamiliar to me. I hadn't even heard that word 4 years ago. And I think the word gets thrown around a lot. You know, it's trendy, and we see drinks and granola bars and all these adaptogenic blends and gummies and things around. But the term has become near and dear, because I do think it's the beginning of the healing journey. Adaptogens are not the cure. Adaptogens are not going to cure your mental health issues. Adaptogens are not replacements for antidepressants or things that people, but we know now, today, I can tell you, I'm a serial meditator. Like, I don't start my day without a meditation. And the meditation's not the answer either, right?
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I never would have been able to come to the meditation practice that has been so powerful for me if I didn't have something like an adaptogen to help me move out of the fight or flight state that I was living in, that was likely the cause of the beginning of the autoimmune condition. I was so unaware. I didn't understand chronic stress was what I was experiencing. It was just how I lived my life and how many people lived their lives around me. I was an elementary school teacher. Report card season is chronic stress.
Yeah.
If you're a teacher out there, I do not have to explain chronic stress to you. You're it. when you're living in it and you have no awareness of it, you don't know how it's affecting you or how the long-term effects will be part of future you. What I can look back and see that had I had an adaptogen in my life, then I may have never come to the autoimmune disease state I ended up in. So I love starting with mushrooms as adaptogens, as Desiree explained, because I think they're that beginning of helping us move out of that state, that sympathetic state, and help our nervous system get regulated. And there's that modulating. They are normalizers of our body. So if you have too much cortisol in your system, an adaptogen can reduce that cortisol for you. But adaptogens are a beautiful thing in that in somebody else with not enough cortisol, the adaptogen might be coming in to increase that. There are these normalizers for us. So for me, taking Reishi in the evening, I know helps my body to calm, helps my nervous system to calm. The great sleep allows me to wake up in a state that now I'm ready for meditation. And then there's a whole other mushroom that comes in to help that meditation be meaningful for neurogenesis. So it's a nice place to start with. We are not doing any work for ourselves when we are in a state of chronic stress. Yes. Let's just get out of that state first. And now we can go look at root cause. And now we can look at moving forward from there.
One of our taglines that we have is there's a mushroom for every moment, because what you may need might be different than what I need. And just like Brandy said, where some people, if they have too much cortisol and some people don't have enough, it can help to modulate that. And I found just through personal experience, through hearing from our community, and just kind of taking some of the information from the research, I find that functional mushrooms are able to help people feel a little bit better so that they can help enact change for whatever it is that they need to do. Because like Brandy said, functional mushrooms is not a replacement, you know, for whatever else you could be doing. Functional mushrooms can help to upgrade your life. And, you know, you can't supplement your way out of a poor diet or lifestyle. It's the same with functional mushrooms. And I've just hearing the feedback from so many people and through our own experience where you feel better. And then you can also use that resource, those resources that you have within yourself to do other, to make other changes as well. So it's this, you know, this cyclical pattern that, you know, kind of comes back to itself.
Yeah, it's like a starting resource for like kind of getting back on track. That's really great. What I was going to say earlier too was I've been learning a lot about the nervous system recently. I work with a coach and she just became a somatic practitioner, and I was in a like a 6-week course on the nervous system. So I've been learning a lot about the nervous system, and something that I've learned is that our different states of nervous system live in different areas of our body, and it aligns with the organs needed for that state. So like as an example, fight or flight lives in your chest area, and that's because we need our heart in order to get the fuck out of wherever is causing us danger. So something, and this makes total sense, Brandy, that you were talking about how you, the adaptogens in the mushrooms help you to meditate better, because by bringing us back into the parasympathetic rest and digest state, it's we're sitting in our headspace and we're allowed to think or we're able to think more clearly. We're able to perceive things as they are instead of having that distortion and all of that. So I think that's really great. Now, other than, because I know Desiree was talking about how the mushrooms really help you come back to you. Is there any other way that that someone can utilize a functional or medicinal mushroom on their mental health and mental wellness journey? That maybe aren't related to like disease or injury, but really revolve around emotional wellness, that maybe like something other than coming back to like who you are?
Yeah, I think the two main functional mushrooms that come to mind with respect to mental health and all of that are going to be lion's mane as well as reishi. You know, reishi is very calming. It's been coined the mushroom of immortality. And Brandy mentioned earlier, you know, taking functional mushrooms and helping with meditations. I've personally found the same thing that, I mean, those are non-negotiable mushrooms for me. I will always take lion's mane for the brain health aspect of that. I find that focus is better with lion's mane, and then as well as with reishi, I feel more calm and more present in the moment to be able to manage whatever comes up. And I find that with those two mushrooms in particular, I'm able to drop in much more quickly to meditations. And I find that the experience is much more rich, I guess is maybe the way that I would describe it. But I would say those two functional mushrooms are the best starting point for that, just with emotional health, being able to think clearly, being calm in the present moment, how both of those are adaptogens. So to help manage stress, to help put your body into more of a parasympathetic state as opposed to a sympathetic and more anxiety-induced state. Mm-hmm. And the research on those two as well, four particular areas in the brain that are associated with memory and learning, as well as emotional regulation, and as well as hearing the feedback from people in our community who are, you know, considered neurospicy or neurodivergent individuals. Maybe they have trouble focusing or they have ADHD, whether it's diagnosed or undiagnosed, have found those two functional mushrooms to be so beneficial. And so even if you are somebody who is not, you know, dealing with ADHD or some of those symptoms that many people with ADHD experience, it can still help you feel more connected and to manage your. I've found that it's been so helpful to manage emotions when you're thinking clearly and feeling.
Oh, absolutely, calm. Yeah. And that just again comes back to the parasympathetic sitting in your headspace. Like you're actually able to think more clearly. Amazing. So. That was also going to be another question I had was, does Reishi and Lion's Mane help with ADHD? So you answered that one because I've had some people like reach out to me in my DMs because I've obviously posted about you guys before on Instagram. And people like somebody asked me, would there be one that would help with ADHD? And I guess you answered that it would be Reishi or Lion's Mane.
Yeah, Reishi or Lion's Mane or both.
I was going to say, always better together. One of the cool things about mushrooms.
Yeah, so herbalists, will say that the functional mushrooms, the compounds that are present in mushroom extracts, they actually work synergistically together. And so they are enhancing the absorption of one another to become more bioavailable and concentrated and to be absorbed better. And so many people will find that they have more pronounced benefits when they're taking multiple functional mushrooms together. Yeah, I don't know. Is there anything else you wanted to add on that, Brandy, about the synergistic effects?
Yeah, same thing. I know that if I'm taking Reishi in the evening and I'm having that beautiful sleep and then I wake up and I take my Lion's Mane in the morning, this is when things started to really change for me. And then later in the day, instead of having caffeine, I'm having cordyceps. So now I'm not dealing with caffeine in my life, which if you are somebody that is suffering with really, I'm going to say any type of mental health issue, caffeine is not your friend.
Nope.
But so many people do rely on it because of the short-term benefit. And I have people in my life with ADHD. And yeah, caffeine can be a real friend in times of need. But you're not really addressing what the issue is there. And I mean, we don't have to dive deep into what is the issue with ADHD, but I'm going to say with a person that I love that's managing it, the ADHD is there because of a history of trauma. And
I also believe ADHD is environmentally induced.
Right? And environmentally often because of triggers leading us back to what's the missing piece. You look at the research of Gabor Maté and, you know, were there developmentally things that were missed along the way because of childhood traumas that have led us to this place now? And then in my current environment, what is triggering that? And I'm not a believer in, well, let's go back and spend a lot of time hashing that out and reliving that horrible,
I agree.
Whatever that, right? That's not helping anybody. Not saying that therapy is not great. We have many friends who are psychotherapists and love them dearly. And I think there's a place to have that connection. But I think that recognizing this is a trigger for me, this is when my ADHD is most damaging to my moving forward in life, to me being able to be the person that I want to be. How can I replace things like caffeine and things like whatever else you're using to manage that? And for me, I am a big believer that lion's mane is something that we know stimulates nerve growth factor, and Desiree can read you the research and tell you all about what beautiful things happen in our brain. And we can see it now. Like, we can see lion's mane stimulating neurons to grow and to connect. And when we have more synaptic connections, we are literally building brain matter. We are growing our brains. So when the neurogenic rate is high, and that just means the rate at which we are growing more neurons and creating more connections between the neurons that we have, we function and feel better.
And also neuroplasticity increases. Yes. And you're easily able to reprogram and rewire your brain.
Yes. Absolutely. And that's what has to happen in those cases. And it's not just ADHD. It shows up in so many in people with anxiety. Again, I have a close family member that has anxiety, and in the middle of a panic attack, it's not the time for me to say, let's just breathe and meditate. That's not helpful in the moment. What I need to know is that they've got the brain power available to them, that if they can come out of that state, if we can go for a walk or get some ice in our hands, or we can break the state and we can come down to it, now we have enough neurons literally available to us and functioning properly that we can go and do the work to move ahead so that those panic attacks happen less and less and less, because we are solving those missing links from the past. I do think we have to do the work in conjunction. It's not going to be one functional mushroom doing it, but I know the work that has to be done is easier to do when we have the brain power to do it. You have to be able to focus, to me, to go back and you're essentially pruning old synaptic connections to remove that. I don't even care what the trauma was. The trauma is a trigger. Let's prune away that stuff so that that's not the trigger for us anymore, and start building new connections that lead us forward in where we want to go. And I know for me, lion's mane, I feel that. That is something that when you don't have the brain fog that so many people with all kinds of different mental health conditions will describe, that brain fog is a lack of your neurons firing and wiring. That is a lack of an amount of neurons. And maybe it's heavy metals. Maybe it's pesticides in the diet. Maybe it's poor air quality. Maybe it's neurotoxins that have created that. Well, how can we uncreate that? We have to help the body. The body can create nerve growth factor. Lion's mane can stimulate it to a point where you are just getting that productivity, that focus, that flow back from mushrooms. This mushroom in nature, lion's mane, looks like a brain. In naturopathic medicine, the doctrine of signature says that what something looks like in nature is the system or organ that it will support. I mean, you cannot deny lion's mane looks like the brain. Mother Nature gave, This is a gift to support the brain. When I started learning about that, I was specifically looking for the brain. Oh, like, there's not going to be a day in my life that I'm not putting lion's mane in my body, usually twice a day. I'm making sure my parents have it. I'm making sure my kids have access to it. It's just such a beautiful thing to be able to know we're giving our brain this support in a world where there's so many things not supporting our brain.
Yes. Amazing. Would you rather a latte or more confidence? Would you rather a margarita or an abundant money mindset? Would you rather a candle or less anxiety? Or would you rather a mug or inner peace? And now, what if I told you that for the price of one latte a week, you could rewire your brain and nervous system to support the success you desire? Now, I want to introduce to you the Upper Limit membership, a space for you to upgrade your mindset, lifestyle, and nervous system to support inner peace, more success, and mental wellness. Your current life experience, it doesn't matter if it's the way that you feel about yourself, your relationships, your career success, your struggles with anxiety, all of it. It's all a result of your neural circuitry, which is shaped through your past experiences. And the way that your brain and nervous system is wired determines your habitual thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, which all result in the way that you experience life. With brain rewiring tools, you can reshape your neural circuitry to support the success that you desire so that you can experience a life that brings you joy and fulfillment. And in the Upper Limit membership, we do just that. For only $9.99 a month, you gain access to weekly tools and trainings to help you rewire your brain and nervous system, access to a library of meditations, affirmation audios, EFT tapping, nervous system regulation, journal prompts, healthy habits, brain trainings, and more. A form to anonymously send in your struggles and desires to receive personalized support, a community chat to connect with other like-minded individuals, and bi-monthly live Q&A calls. It's one thing to indulge in learning how to change your life, but applying the tools to rewire your brain and body is where you will see true change. So head to the link in the show notes to join the Upper Limit membership for only $9.99 a month. So we're talking a lot about mushrooms, quote unquote mushrooms. I know you guys don't sell psilocybin, but can you share some knowledge that you have around psilocybin, which is, for anyone listening who maybe isn't familiar, is known as the quote unquote magic mushroom. And psilocybin is really the one that people will use to like go on a trip, as the popular terminology is, whereas medicinal mushrooms, you don't go on a trip with those. So what kind of knowledge can you share for my community surrounding psilocybin and magic mushrooms?
Yeah, so psilocybin in the research is linked to neuroplasticity. And the main thing that we see in the research is that it's able to, turn off that default mode network, right? Where it's our default systems, how we are responding, where we can get to the root of whatever is going on. So of course, as you know, a lot of the research is on emotional trauma, you know, or things like depression or veterans and things like that. Because at the end of the day, we need to be able to address the trauma that lives within our body, right? And our nervous system. And so a lot of the research on psilocybin is just so fascinating. Brandy and I and the team will often talk about that because it's amazing, right? These are people who have treatment-resistant depression. And for those listening, what that means is that these individuals have tried many different pharmaceutical treatments. They've tried CBT, they've tried all of that. And so essentially their depression is resistant to treatment. They're still not responding and they're still not seeing any benefits. So it's amazing that something that is, you know, a natural compound from Mother Nature is able to help people feel more connected to themselves, to help feel more connected to others, to really feel true love, to feel loved, you know, to just experience the bliss of life. And, Brandy and Craig started, I'll let Brandy share on Aversio Labs, which is a sister company to Aversio Wellness, but, it's amazing to be able to be in that space and to pioneer, the space for people, because one day, hopefully, psilocybin will, you know, be available to people to help them.
Yeah. I'm actually I just started reading a book right now called Psychedelics and the Impact on the Brain. And it's written by, I think his name is David Nutt, and he's a neuropsychopharmacologist. Yep. Have you heard of him?
Oh, we know him well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And love. So,
I'm only the first like maybe 40 pages in, and I'm blown away by even just the idea that, and this book talks more than like just psilocybin. Like it also talks a bunch of other type of psychedelics, but in it, it is basically describing that psychedelics are a way to expand on human consciousness and come back to like who you are, and that, I hate to say it, but the government banned them because it was changing the way that people were viewing the world. And I think I might like do an entire episode after I read this book on how powerful psychedelics are. But yeah, one of the things in there is psilocybin, and it talks about its impact on depression and I think anxiety as well. You can correct me if I'm wrong on that, but yeah, I'm really just leaning into like the power of mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. I love to hear that from, and again, you're much younger than me and I wish I had known then. I do think, and again, I have teenagers at home in the conversation at the dinner table, it involves psychedelics often because it's no secret that the teenagers of our world today are consuming psychedelics. They're getting them illegally because that's the only way to get them. And it's a real shame because in my opinion, it's not something we should be consuming before the prefrontal cortex is completely developed, but it is something that is proven over and over and over again in research to be safe to consume when used with intention. So we talk about set and setting, which I'm sure you're reading about in your research, and they know that with the right intention, with the right setting, and with the right integration afterward, these are the most powerful medicines we have on our planet. There's no doubt. In my belief, they are connected to the development of the human brain in the beginning. Like this, the stoned ape theory, if you're interested in learning about that, go and Google the stoned ape theory, listeners. And we should probably call it a hypothesis because it can't be proven. But essentially, we know that the ethnobotanists of our world, people like Terence McKenna, Food of the Gods in the 1990s when he published that, is looking at how these substances were likely how we came to experience consciousness as a beginning of a species. We're right back there. Like the world is ready. We are in a time of change. And yes, when we started Aversio Wellness working with functional mushrooms, like I said, we were sitting in the psychedelic renaissance. The amount of times the phone rang with people desperately asking if we could provide psilocybin and having to say no led us to recognize that we can treat all of these physical, I can't sleep, well, there's reishi, and I can't focus, and there's lion's mane, and I need immune support, and there's tergitel, and I need an anti-inflammatory, and there's chaga, and I need great skin, and there's tremola. Great. But none of that matters when you're dealing with a mental health concern. Mm-hmm. And this is the psilocybin producing mushroom. So we started a company called Aversio Labs. We applied to Health Canada for a controlled substance dealer's license to do research and development with psilocybin producing mushrooms. We were so honored to be granted that license about 3 years ago now. We built a lab. We work with mycologists. We are able to cultivate right here at Aversio HQ. And those mushrooms cannot be sold to the public. They are only offered to research. So they can go into clinical trials. They can be used for development of products that will be doctors like Desiree, hopefully down the road, can work with someone. Today in Canada, the only way to receive psilocybin legally is through the special access program. So you can go to your medical doctor. And like Desiree said, if you present as suicidal, if you present with treatment resistant depression, you really have to be at the end of your rope. These are cancer patients who are terminal. You can apply to the government, not to a doctor. You can apply to our government to have permission to receive psilocybin to be used as medicine in a medical, under the supervision of medical people. So whether that's a psychiatrist, psychologist, a psychotherapist, other clinicians that are trained to help support people on these journeys. So if you are lucky enough to be one of the very, very few Canadians who's being given legal access, that's likely coming to you as a synthetic psilocybin. So you'll read in your research as well, big difference between consuming synthetic psilocybin and consuming natural psilocybin the way Mother Nature presented it a million years ago. And that conversation is very interesting. As Desiree said, being able to shut down the default mode network, which I'm just going to call the ego, I'm going to call it right out.
Yeah.
That ego is running the show. So these researchers talk about going down the same ski slope. If you're a skier, we live in British Columbia, you're going down those same tracks, the same tracks, the same tracks. This is depression. This is anxiety. People cannot get out of that loop. They just look at things the same way. We know that when we have the same thoughts, we often make the same choices. When we make that choice, our behaviors are the same. We go, we have those same experiences. Those experiences create the same feelings for us, and those emotions lead us to have the same thought again. And that thought leads to the choice, leads to the action, leads to that experience, leads to that emotion. And here we are in that loop. Psychedelics allow other parts of our beautiful, huge brain that never get a chance to talk to each other to just light up and connect and communicate. And we can get fresh powder. We can be over here on these fresh tracks and see things with new perspective, see them in a new way. So it's not like we're going in to, you know, perseverate on a trauma. We're going in to just look at it in a different way. And like Desiree said, be able to come out of it and see it through love. And for me, that is the beauty of psilocybin, is that we all are love at our core. And we have come so far from that. What we are experiencing in these mental health conditions and all of these neurodegenerative issues is separation. Separation from what we came from the source. And that source to me is love. And mushrooms are a beautiful reconnector to source. And I think that's exactly what we need right now. That connection, that lack of separation for us is the answer to so many people's problems. So if psilocybin can do that, why is it not available to us? I think it's not long before it is. And I'm so excited about it.
Yeah. Well, in that book that I'm reading too, I mean, I know we're Canadian and we're not from America, but there was a quote in there of Joe Biden saying that psychedelics will be available for medicinal use in the coming years. So it just goes to show that all the research that was skewed with, because this is talked about in the book, I'm not just saying that it was skewed with, but the research was skewed with surrounding psychedelics back in the, I think it was the 70s, 60s or 70s. And that's why they were banned and why they're not legalized. So hopefully they will be in the next couple of years so we can start actually honing in on healing it with mushrooms. Because as somebody who did struggle with chronic anxiety and severe depression for almost 10 years, I can say that I wholeheartedly agree with you that majority of it has to do with like the separation. Like I was not in tune with who I was, what I wanted, how my body felt, my inner trauma, all of that. And it was unconsciously creating that cycle that you were talking about where thoughts create feelings and then creates a choice and all of that. So I love that there in the next couple of years, there could potentially be something that could allow us to become more consciously aware of those things and allow us to actually shift them. So that's really great.
Absolutely. Yeah, watch out world, it's coming. The FDA considers it today, it's published as breakthrough medicine in the US. That gives us hope, it's coming. So we will see things like MDMA, or it's much further along in its clinical trials. So I think MDA is coming, I would even say this year, coming right behind it. So I think all of those true psychedelics, right? So in Canada, we can already legally use ketamine. Now it's being used off label. So ketamine is meant to be prescribed for pain, but we see these clinics popping up where ketamine can be used off label in psychedelic assisted psychotherapy. And we see these amazing effects. So it's kind of like that gateway in. I have not consumed ketamine. I have followed the research from a bit of afar, knowing that it's not the one for everyone, but it has allowed a model to be created. And I will say this, it's very expensive today to go and have legal psychedelic assisted psychotherapy with ketamine. And that needs to change for all people, because I think everybody deserves access to this. If you can't afford thousands of dollars for a treatment, does that mean that you don't get to treat yours? No, we need a government that will come along and say, we know this works and we want to support it within a medical system that means it's accessible to everyone, to all of the people who need it in a timely manner. I don't want to apply to my government and find out a year from now that I've been given permission, because if I'm suicidal, I don't have a year. So if I'm not a millionaire and I don't have time on my side, I want access to this in a timely, efficacious, ethical way that comes with the research and the framework behind it. And to me, that's the work we have to do. The education has to come first. And I don't think that it's too late to start educating in those really late elementary school years or early high school years, so that these kids are learning this is not a party drug, because they're using it as a party drug. And we are blinded if we think they're not. They're using it as a party drug, and then they're having bad experiences. They're calling it a bad trip. Well, I don't believe anyone gets a bad trip. You got exactly what you needed in that moment. And then they're afraid to use it later. So how many people will say, oh, I'm never going to take mushrooms. I had a bad trip when I was 15 and that stuff is terrible. Well, that's not the way it was meant to be used. These are sacred medicines designed by Mother Nature to be used in some kind of sacred practice, ceremony, or with whatever we can come up with today. So I think you're right, Jerrica. It is coming. It's going to be the game changer. Psychedelics aren't something we can use every day. The body doesn't allow that. If we used psilocybin every day, we would eventually become completely, our body would not accept it as the psychedelic anymore, and we'd stop having that effect from it.
We would develop tolerance.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Dunn. So what do we do with the in between? So if you are somebody who has experienced a profound psilocybin assisted journey, and you have had great effects from that, and you have felt the love that we talk about, and you felt this connectedness to not just other people, but to nature and to all things. Now what? Now what is these functional mushrooms? This is where now having Reishi come in as that adaptogen to help you continue to be in homeostasis, and allowing lion's mane to come in and help with that neurogenesis when you are in this state of plasticity, and using the other mushrooms as preventative medicine so that you are well and you can go forward to become all that you want to be. This is where I think there's a place for, we say there's a mushroom for every moment. Yep. And I do think there's a moment for psilocybin, but it's not every single day, and it's not at a party.
Another thing too with functional mushrooms, you know, we talked earlier about how talk therapy and just hashing it out consistently every month with your therapist, the body doesn't know the difference between the past and the present. So your body, and of course you know this, Jerrica, but for those listening, like, your body doesn't know the difference. It thinks that, you know, that is happening in the present moment. It thinks that that tiger is there and you need to, you know, you're in that fight or flight. And I think that's where functional mushrooms can help you to respond differently instead of jumping on that emotional roller coaster, instead of, you know, as Eckhart Tolle says, connecting to that pain body and jumping back in and strengthening that connection to that part of your brain and that part of your nervous system. So maybe if, for example, you're taking something like Reishi where you're feeling much more calm, you're helping your body physiologically get back into parasympathetic state. So you're not jumping back into that familiar pain body, that familiar default, you know, mode where you just kind of freak out or whatever that is. Can you respond differently? Can you prune those synaptic connections and strengthen different ones, right? So it's helping with that neuroplasticity piece and responding, you know, and Joe Dispenza says, right? Like responding to a new mind, right? Yep. Is that what that, you know, that Reishi piece is, or that lion's mane piece is, where you're changing the state of your body so that your mind and your body can respond differently.
I love that. So it's almost like you can use functional medicinal mushrooms as a resource to like manifest like the life that you want, because it allows you to come back to like parasympathetic and to think more clearly and to increase neuroplasticity so that you can actually rewire your brain. And so that's an interesting like take on it, like to say that you really could like utilize it as like a manifestation tool.
Absolutely. Me and Brandy do it all the time. We love that.
Yeah, it really, it's the intention you're coming at it with. It's with all things. Food is medicine, right? We know this. We've known this since Hippocrates told us, let food be thy medicine and let thy medicine be food. I'm sure he was talking about mushrooms. right. And when we consume food with intention, instead of just like, you know, filling your face because you know you have to eat. when we have intention in our movement, when we have intention in our relationships, and we have intention in the things that we put in our body, they don't have to be supplements that are, I just think people think, oh, they're just another supplement. Well, no, you're not lion's mane deficient. Right. It's not like having a vitamin D deficiency. So having a naturopathic doctor in your life, somebody like Desiree, is a very different experience going to see somebody that is going to look at the whole body and the functioning of that body. And yeah, no one's ever going to say to you, you're cordyceps deficient. Here, take this, but recognizing that energy is an issue for you and it's blocking all of these other things on the way. This is when cordyceps can come in, and we can use this instead of caffeine, because caffeine is just going to create these other issues. I'm not knocking coffee. I know the coffee lovers out there. Lots of people will go to putting mushrooms in their coffee.
Upgrade
that habit you already have.
Yeah, so I don't drink coffee. I drink matcha, cacao, and lion's mane. That's what I drink.
I love it.
In my cup right now. This is in the cup.
And it gives you the same affect us coffee just without the crash or the jitteriness.
With all
or
the
anything.
Benefits.
Yes.
Yes.
100%. The L-theanine in the matcha. The cocoa is another adaptogen, giving you such beautiful, like small amount of caffeine in there, but just that beautiful balance with everything else it has on board. So yeah, I think we're in a place. Desiree and I just read a book called The Immortality Key. I'm trying to remember the author, Brian Marescu. You would love it.
You would love
listeners, put it on your, you would love it.
What's
so it,
about?
It is the secret religion with no name. And it goes back to this, it's a real deep dive into the role of psychedelics in the origins of Western civilization.
Okay.
So it is how we would have had medicine women, the Desirees of the past, using psychedelics and other herbs and medicinal mushrooms and things to really create what we have today as Western civilization. And the role that psychedelics played is where I think we're headed, where I think naturopathic medicine will once again be. We already have this beautiful picture of it. It's just been hidden from us.
Yeah.
Because of what happened with modern organized religion coming to be part of our existence. So I think, you know, we are in a place where we are not far off from witnessing something very different in our day to day.
I love that. Okay. Brandi, you went to a Joe Dispenza retreat. Can you share your experience with that? And can we relate it to medicinal mushrooms at all?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Okay. Love to hear it.
yes, we can. So yes, I'm a super Joe Dispenza nerd and have followed him for years. And much like many people in the space of being interested in neuroscience, but not being neuroscientists.
Yes.
We look for those, right? We look for those role models and the people who can explain it in a way that we can understand and then guide us down the right path. And Joe Dispenza was very much that for me, listening to the podcasts and then doing some of the meditating. I was already meditating, but more in a Tibetan style of meditation. So this was very different, with real purpose and intention for creating a future. Mm-hmm. When he started to talk about quantum physics and the quantum field, my nerd glasses went on and I was so fired up that I knew onto my bucket list with my best friend went, I will attend an in-person retreat at some point, because I think it's very difficult to experience what he's talking about in your regular day-to-day life. We're busy human beings. I'm a mom of two. I have a new puppy. We run a business or two. You know, life gets in the way of us creating the change that so many of us crave. And being in a place where you don't have your regular day-to-day really makes you see who you are without all of those roles that you play and all of those distractions around. So I knew that I wanted to do the retreat to go further in the learning outside of the books and the courses and the meditations. Being there, there were 2,050 of us at the retreat I went to. It was 8 days. We did 40 hours of meditation. The big thing I learned is that a morning routine is the way to your new life. We were forced into that because really we had nothing else to do. You're there to change your mind. And I getting up at 2:45 a.m. to meditate.
That's wild.
Wild, right? The moon is greeting you. Getting up a regular day was 4:45 a.m. Meditating in a group of other people who are experiencing the same thing taught me what coherence really means when you experience it. So, of course, through the work of somebody who studies neuroscience and quantum physics, you're going to talk about brain waves and where we spend most of our time in beta. When we're very stressed, we're in high beta. This is not a good place to be. This is not homeostasis. This is the time to take Reishi. Sitting in beta, we're probably in mid beta right now. We're learning, we're discussing, we're being a bit creative with our ideas. Low beta is an okay, good place to be. When we can drop into alpha, that's a lovely place to be. And then, of course, we're going into theta and delta in our deep sleep. So moving through those brain waves means something else when you're feeling it because you're surrounded by it. And for somebody to be near me and not be able to drop into meditation on their own, but then sit down in a group and be able to drop in like that, teaches us that we affect the energy around us, that we affect this field around us. And we are doing that literally with our brain and our heart and the waves there. So for me to be sitting there and having Reishi on board and understanding that in traditional Chinese medicine, how this is the mushroom of spiritual potency, and I know for me allows that open heart that is so necessary to benefit from the work and to have my nerve growth factor on fire because I've also taken some lion's mane.
Yep.
I know that my experience was enhanced through that work. It's a lot. The work of Joe Dispenza is deep, and he does talk about quantum physics, and that can be difficult to understand. We want to have a lot of neurons. We want to have our neurons firing. We want to have our neurogenic rate be high at that time. We want to go with a clean gut because we have neurons in the gut. Neurons are not just in our brain. We need the information to be traveling throughout our body to feel, experience, and understand what's happening. So I know that mushrooms helped me get there. And
amazing.
Mushrooms definitely helped me in the understanding of what was happening and to benefit from it. I have continued to study since returning from that retreat in more coursework through, and it just gets better and better. And the connection with mushrooms and the work of all quantum physics, neuroscience, meditation is definitely and better together. That's what
amazing.
I will say. They are better together, and it is a life experience I would recommend to everyone. Life-changing for sure. Desiree is coming next time. It's work that I think you're already doing, Jerrica. The things that you're talking about and teaching are available to all of us when we're ready to change.
Yep.
And that's all it is. That's all it is are you ready to change? And this is just a neuroscience approach to change. It's science. This is not the woo-woo that so many of us in this space get accused of.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with the woo-woo. I have lots of crystals in my collection and I am known to draw a card here and there. Yep. But it becomes so much more than that when we're looking at the whole body and how beneficial meditation can be, how important meditation is. And that morning routine for me, learning that I was meditating when I could fit it in, often at lunchtime. Meditating first thing in the morning is important because of the neurotransmitters that are available to us at that time of day. We know that melatonin is highest then. Why not use that to our advantage? Yep. Why aren't we being told this and taught this? Because it only takes once for somebody to drop in and experience meditation and get into the bliss field. You're feeling that drop into alpha to want it again. And to want it every day and to want it help you have this radiant brain health experience. So learning the meditation piece outside of my regular life made me really bring it back home. And my morning routine is on point. Desiree makes me work out with her every day. So having meditation be the way that I start my day, hydrating to start my day. I mean, we did this retreat in Mexico, so I learned what it felt like to try to get 3 liters of water in every day. Eating well first thing in the morning and moving my body through the day, journaling, that whole process of, I mean, I filled books with my learning, setting intentions for the day has just built this beautiful thing I've brought home with me. And like I said, I'm living my best life. I want it for everyone. Want it for everyone. Yeah. And I love that you're going to share the message and do that for the generation behind us.
Thank you. And this is really eye-opening for me too, because yes, I knew like functional mushrooms were a great supplement. I mean, I take them damn near daily. But I'm really starting to see that you can really utilize these as a tool and a resource to really create the health and the life that you are desiring. Okay. So last question to make this fun. What would you say are the two myths or like misconceptions surrounding medicinal mushrooms that you'd like to address and bring some truth to?
There are so many.
I'll start.
Okay, the biggest myth is all mushrooms will get me high. Not true. So we talked about that, but I think so many people just hear medicinal mushroom and think, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to get high. So functional mushrooms will not get you high. Okay. There you go. That's my number one.
I like it. Okay, this is fun. I will say that another myth is that all mushroom supplements contain adequate amounts of functional mushrooms. The reality is that's actually not true, is that there are different parts of the functional mushroom that can be used. But sometimes if, you know, you've heard of mycelium on grain products, there's actually not a lot of functional mushroom in there. And Brandy likes to say the supplement industry, I mean, mushrooms are trendy right now, right? People are learning more about functional mushrooms and they're less taboo, right? And there's what's called pixie dusting, where it's like, oh, I put a little bit in there. But it's not actually enough to be consistent with the doses that they're studying in the research for those particular health benefits. For example, you want neurogenesis, you want to support your brain, you want the increased productivity and focus and all of that. Well, if you're getting 50 milligrams, you're not going to get that, right? Yeah. So research is examining doses and it differs depending on the research and all of that stuff. But generally speaking, from what we've seen, it's a dose of 3,000 milligrams quantity crude equivalent or higher. So to get that high of a dose, you need to make sure that you're taking an extract where the extraction process concentrates all of the medicinal compounds that have been shown in the research for those health benefits. So not all functional mushroom supplements actually contain a lot of mushroom in them.
Okay, very cool. That's good to address.
Can I do one more?
Yeah, of course.
This is probably the question, I don't know, Des, you can back me up, but I'm going to say a big question that we get is, why do you source your mushrooms from Asia? Why do medicinal mushroom companies have to get their mushrooms from China? Mm-hmm. And this is the same question I asked in the beginning. I took a product much like what Desiree described in the beginning of my journey because I just didn't know better. I didn't have a list to go like, these are the five things to look for in a high quality medicinal mushroom supplement. I just went to Amazon. What had the most reviews? I'll buy that. And boy, oh boy, was I upset when I started reading research and then flipped over what I had and realized it was not aligned with the research I was reading. I was not taking what research says can be beneficial. When I went to find what they were talking about in the research, it was not easy to find. And when I did find it, it for sure came from a USDA certified organic cultivator in China, where this is the place where they're using a philosophy of cultivation called DDAO. So DIDAO, and this is how we cultivate our mushrooms. They are cultivated in the Taoist philosophy called DDAO. This is the concept of growing mushrooms in their spiritual or native homeland. It's the preferred environment, atmospheric energy, pressure, altitude required for these mushrooms to grow and thrive like they have for millennia. And growing our mushrooms this way allows them to deliver their intended spiritual intention and potency to the body. And this is just not happening in North America, where mushrooms are being grown on grain. No medicinal mushroom grows on grain in nature. Yep. Not one. All of the medicinal mushrooms grow on wood. We are in the forest all the time. We live in British Columbia. We're in a temperate rainforest. Desiree and I could go out our door right now and look at the turkey tail right here. It's growing on wood. All of the lion's mane, it's growing on wood. All of the tremula, look at it, is growing on wood. Oyster mushrooms, they're growing on trees. All medicinal mushrooms grow on wood, people. Why are we growing them on grain? Because it's cheap and it's fast and it's easy. And cheap, fast, and easy is not the way to treat our body. So that for me is this big myth. Everything from China is bad. Everything from China is going to be low quality. This is the place to get the best mushrooms on the planet right now. We at Aversio are an organic certified company ourselves. Yep. We work with USDA organic certified cultivators who grow in the DDAO philosophy so that we are sure our reishi mushroom is growing on wood in nature in the area where it has been treated like family and grown by families who have been doing it for hundreds of years the way that it was meant. And then we are bringing it here and we're doing all the heavy metal testing. So no one has to worry about that. We're doing all the microbiological testing. So you don't have to worry about molds or mycotoxins or any of that. We're doing the testing to make sure that they're as potent as they can possibly be. So you have to take a little bit. So I wish, that's one thing I wish people would be able to move past. And I think COVID made it very difficult for people to trust China and products coming from there. But mushrooms to me are an exception that we have to get around when we want the products to work and do what they're able to do. We need them to come with that spiritual potency. And that's coming from China right now.
Well, thank you so much, Brandy and Desiree, for coming on to chat with my community about the absolute healing power of medicinal mushrooms. I loved this conversation. I think we unpacked a lot of helpful information. I will obviously put down Aversio's links to their website, their social media, and all of that. And I do have a discount code that I will put down below if you are wanting to try Aversio. I use them pretty much every single day, and I love their products. We're all literally sitting here with like a smoothie with our blend in it. But yeah, I've loved connecting with Brandy and Desiree, and I think that their mission and their message behind their brand is amazing. And I think you guys should just absolutely check them out and just follow them on social media, because they Desiree shows up on their TikTok a lot with like all educational stuff. And then I think Brandy runs the Instagram, right?
I'm doing my best. If you want to see what an almost 50-year-old looks like on Instagram, it's a lot of me showing you the thing I'm throwing the mushrooms into that day. And I get pretty creative in my little kitchen at home, but we do have a good time there. And Desiree's incredible about answering questions there. So if anyone has left this with more questions than answers, don't be afraid to reach out. We love to build the community and share the mushroom love there.
Amazing. Well, thank you again for coming on, and I will have all of their links below.
Thanks so much, Jerrica. Lovely to talk to you, and thank you for the good work you're doing.
Thank you so much. You.